Either we are there or not, ITSB Magazine still gets the best stories. There are plenty of conferences and all sorts of events that spark our curiosity and allow us to start conversations with some of the world's brightest minds. In person or virtually, we sit down with them at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Together, we discover what the synergy of these three elements means for the future of humanity. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Imperva is the cybersecurity leader whose mission is to protect data and all paths to it with a suite of integrated application and data security solutions. Learn more at imperva.com. Reversing Labs is the leading provider of explainable threat intelligence solutions that dissects complex file-based threats. Its hybrid cloud titanium platform enables digital business resiliency, detects new high-risk threat vectors, and automates SOC and threat hunting processes. Learn more at reversinglabs.com.
Hi everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. We are back again with another Candid CyberSec podcast with the AppSec Village. And we have Tiffany Long with us, who is a community builder in the nonprofit and InfoSec spaces, passionate about connecting people and mentorship. She has worked with many organizations such as the American Red Cross, OWASP, and HackerOne to build sustainable, diverse communities. Currently, she is an organizer of AppSec Village at RSA and DEF CON and can be found at View From A Book on Twitter. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for joining me today. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you about AppSec Village and why I'm so looking forward to this conversation, because since the day AppSec Village has started, I have been associated with it in one way or the other. I've been a speaker. And this year, again, I'm speaking at AppSec Village. Yep. So it's, again, interesting for me.
Go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
I'm saying we're really excited to have you. Because we're so interested in building a wider community within AppSec, we're just really thrilled when people who are also interested in building other communities within AppSec like want to join forces and be a force for good in the AppSec world.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for building this up. And this is very close to us, but what it is all about, like what AppSec Village is all about, if you can share it with the listeners.
Yeah, so DEF CON has been a key community within the security circles for so long. And one of the things that was noticed is that AppSec folks didn't have a place to gather. We wanted and needed to be at DEF CON. It's part of our wider security community, but like there weren't the types of talks that spoke to our needs, to our community's needs. There weren't the hallway track for AppSec. Every person in AppSec felt a little bit like a little AppSec bubble floating around in the wider DEF CON soup. And we wanted to make sure that those AppSec bubbles had a place to come together and find specific trainings for them, specific talks for them, and specific, honestly, hallway cons, but the specific ability to meet with each other and grow your network and learn from new people and see new ideas, even if they're in an informal place within the broader DEF CON arena. So AppSec Village does tend to want to focus on the hacker side of aspect a little, AppSec a little bit in at DEF CON, but we really want to make sure that everybody has a place. And our other goal is that DEF CON is wonderful. And if you're an experienced DEF CON participant, like you always know where to go. You always know how to find new people, how to integrate yourself. But if you're new, it can be very isolating. Also, it can be isolating a little bit if you're both new and maybe not like part of the core demographic. So we wanted to make sure that AppSec Village is a place where people, no matter their experience level, we really want to cater to high experienced people as well as new folks. We also really want to make sure that our environment is as inclusive as possible and purposefully reaches out to bring people in who might not be identified easily within the AppSec sphere as a leader. People who might not be able to see other leaders that feel like themselves, we want to be like, no, you're the leader. Come help us be the leader. And so that's sort of why we needed AppSec Village at DEF CON. We really wanted to make sure that AppSec folks kind of had a place to coalesce before swirling into the broader, like, wonderful soup that is DEF CON.
Yeah, that's so wonderful to know. And it's always good to have a place where you can feel warm, where it's so much of chaos going on. I have been at DEF CON and there are so many things which are happening around. So yes. You need to find a place.
I really like that too. Even though I don't always work in the AppSec space. Sometimes I work much more specifically in the hacker space. Although still like part of a group that would be needed and led by an AppSec leader. But even when there are places for me to go that are much more kind of diffused throughout DEF CON, it's really nice to be able to, I have little spots. I have like 5 or 6 villages where I just go and I sit and I'm like, I'm in that warm spot. I'm not having to learn all of the new jargon because I have a foothold and I can learn new from there. And then I dive in to learn something totally different, like hardware hacking that I've never really had experience with. And then come back to my warm spot to digest.
Right. So is it virtual, in-person or hybrid this year? Like the villages, how are we handling the village this year?
Yeah. So as you know, DEF CON's going to be hybrid this year. And originally we really wanted to go with the in-person and virtual, but as the Delta variant has just taken over in the US, we realized two things. The first was we felt that it would be misleading our community who maybe depends on someone who's local going to an event to say, hey, this is safe. It's not safe. And we didn't feel like we wanted to send that message. And then the other part is that most of our volunteers, many of our leaders, we're a very international organization, and we didn't feel right creating an organization creating an event where a lot of people can't come just by virtue of where they're at. So we knew that already all of the like hardcore content was going to be virtual, and we really wanted to build up the community and meeting aspects. But in the end, we decided that we really just wanted to make sure that everybody was safe. It would break our hearts if someone got the Delta variant at our event. So we went 100% virtual. It was a really hard decision. But this year, you'll be able to join us on the DEF CON Discord and on the AppSec Village Discord. And this year, we will have talks and a workshop and panels. And I'm really excited. There's even like an interactive borrow a mentor session for 2 days where you can interact with us and with each other in a virtual space. And this year, we're going to maintain that virtual space throughout the year. So that way, instead of just being kind of a touch and then occasionally see people at conferences, you kind of have a place to come and have these conversations with us.
Yeah, there's so much activity which is going on this year. It's so incredible to hear.
We're pretty excited. One of the things that we want to make sure that you can always depend on AppSec Village for is hands-on training type events. So we're really excited that we have a hands-on training event that is focusing on DAST. We're really excited to have this colorful AppSec program where we're having 3 experts that focus on red teaming, blue teaming, and purple teaming give us a short, sort of a short lightning talk almost about a really specific hot button thing that's happening within that realm. And then it's very interactive. The entire, everybody who attends is able to have a prolonged question and answer in sort of a more audience-driven panel than you normally see at these events. So we're really excited about that. Of course, everything is filmed. So if you can't make it, if the time zone doesn't work for you, we understand. And we want to make sure that you have access to that. But then you can always pop into the Discord and follow up with questions with people who might want to have an interesting conversation on the topic that you just watched on YouTube.
So looking forward to it. Any message for the participants who are going to be joining AppSec Village?
Oh man, a specific message. I mean, other than like, welcome, the village is about you. So while we organize it, our goals are primarily to seek the needs of AppSec practitioners and then meet those needs. If there's something you really want to see at an AppSec village, tell us. We will move heaven and earth to make it happen. If there's a speaker and we haven't invited them because maybe we haven't met them yet, and you're like, no, you need this person, tell us. We will, once again, move heaven and earth to connect with that person and see if we can get them to speak at a future event. If you're interested in speaking, and we do a completely blind reading. So if you're interested in speaking, please apply to speak with us. We ask for people of all levels. We want talks of all levels. I want to talk to people who've been doing AppSec for 15 years, and I want to talk to people who have been doing AppSec for a year and a half, and they're kind of moving in from a different space, and they're really interested in how to do that. We know that the same talk can apply to both, but usually doesn't. And we want to make sure we have a mix of this for everybody. We're also building out for other events. So we don't just do DEF CON. We've worked at RSA. We want to host some of our own standalone events. And so we really want to make sure that if there's a need in the community that you don't see being met, or that you see being met, that you just think would really fit with us, we'd really love to hear from you. Because the idea of the AppSec Village isn't that these folks got together and ran a CFP and they just enjoy doing that. I mean, that's very true. But it's that AppSec is a very nebulous space. It's always changing. We have to move with the times, but also threats that are prominent in one moment are not going to be prominent in the future. Business needs change they change more than annually. So as business needs change, AppSec's risk assessments need to change. Tools are going to change. And so we'd really love to make sure that we're never stagnant.
Really, really amazing. And I am saying that I'm looking forward to the event, and all the people around, especially in the AppSec space, are looking forward to the event.
I'm so excited. I really want to make sure that we continue to earn y'all's time and attention.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me today. It was wonderful to have you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Reversing Labs is the leading provider of explainable threat intelligence solutions that dissects complex file-based threats. Its hybrid cloud titanium platform enables digital business resiliency, detects new high-risk threat vectors, and automates SOC and threat hunting processes. Learn more at reversinglabs.com. Imperva is the cybersecurity leader whose mission is to protect data and all paths to it with a suite of integrated application and data security solutions. Learn more at imperva.com.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of our On Location Conversation. If you learned something new and this podcast made you think, then share itsbmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.